Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scott Middleton, host of I Love 80s Wrestling Podcast. When I want to listen to a podcast, I go listen to the Radio Takedown Network. It has Debashi's Radio Takedown. He talks about sports and entertainment or whatever you want to talk about, and it's always uncensored. And they also have Up to the Task with Kevin Sullivan, and he always has a guest on. So go do what I do. Listen to the Radio Takedown Network. You can find it here on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. Welcome to I Love 80s Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Middleton, and today we'll be discussing Starrcade and Survivor Series, and this will be our Thanksgiving episode. And for the next 30 minutes, we'll be taking callers and email, hopefully, so people can, their opinion is, and what they thought of Starrcade and Survivor Series. But before we go any further, last week the wrestling world lost a legend, a true legend. Former four-time AWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Bockwinkel passed away. And I've got three guest hosts today, and we're going to just go around and tell us what you guys thought of Nick Bockwinkel. So let's start with John.
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I'm on Kevin Sullivan Presents Up to the Task podcast you mentioned earlier. I just remember Nick Bockwinkel as he had class. He always wore a suit in his interviews, even when he was a heel. He still had, just class. Of course, great wrestler, great work ethic. But that's what I really took away. He was kind of like the Joe Theismann of the era, where he just was an extreme business professional.
How about you, Chris?
Nick Bockwinkel, a four-time AWA champion, two-time tag champion, I believe it was. What I remember the most about him was his interviews. He was a great wrestler, as he said just then, excellent wrestler, but his interviews were just top-notch. He would speak to you very intelligently and eloquently and insult you without you even knowing it and have you thanking him by the time he's done. That's just how slick he was when he talked. Yeah, he was great. The time he had with Bobby Heenan was also really great, too, as we had Heenan as his manager, and I thought that he was a great entertainer overall. It's a really sad thing that he's gone.
All right. And how about you, Nick?
Well, when I think of Nick Bockwinkel, I think, of the great matches he had, the great rivalries with, say, Vern Gagne or Jerry Lawler, Kurt Hennig, The Crusher. I mean, he was a total package. He had that unbelievable style in the ring. He could go with anybody and it'd make an entertaining match. But his promos were also very well done, too. He had a special way about him in terms of speaking that he could be belittling the entire crowd, and they'd never know it because they couldn't really understand some of the words he was using.
Yeah. And my opinion of Nick Bockwinkel, like you guys said, constant professional, all around great wrestler, and he had some great feuds, and he could talk the talk, and he could walk the walk. So he'll be greatly missed. So we're going to just take a little pause in remembering Nick. Okay, now, like I said, this episode is discussing Starrcade and Survivor Series since we're close to Thanksgiving. And, Starrcade and Survivor Series was a Thanksgiving tradition, especially Starrcade, and how Survivor Series became a Thanksgiving tradition. We'll discuss that a little bit later. But I want to go through you guys and just what the Starrcade and Survivor Series mean to you back in the 80s. Let's start with Chris.
Well, you said we're starting with just Starrcade right now, right?
Yeah, Starrcade and Survivor Series. Both of them.
Oh, both of them. I mean, Starrcade I liked the most, I think. It was always full of great wrestling matches. My favorite in particular was always Starrcade 86, Night of the Skywalkers. There was, in my opinion, I thought it was some of the best matches for Starrcade in that, mid-80s era that they had. Rock and Roll Express and Anderson's in a cage match for the titles. You had the Road Warriors and the Midnight Express on the scaffold. I believe it was Nikita Koloff's first meeting with Ric Flair for his title shot at the belt. So I was a really big fan of that. And Survivor Series was, for me, it's the traditional Survivor Series that I liked. The 4-on-4, the 5-on-5 eliminations. I don't really like the format it's kind of gone to today, but Survivor Series 89 was one of my particular favorites. And I think it's because a lot of your top WCW people that were there had already moved over to WWF at the time. And it's kind of the mix of all of them. So it's kind of cool to see that for the first time. Because you always wondered how would so-and-so do against this person. And you're finally getting to see some of that when those guys go over there. So, but I always look forward to it. That's one of the things, like you said, that a tradition at Thanksgiving. And when Thanksgiving came around, you know, it meant turkey, family, and football. And next thing you know, wrestling's on.
Oh, yeah. And how about you, Nick?
Well, I grew up mostly with the Survivor Series. I'm a sucker for tag team wrestling, so the original Survivor Series with the 5-on-5 elimination matches, it's something I've always enjoyed. I mean, the cool combinations that you would see in those pay-per-views, just in the great teams, is just something I've always loved to watch and go back and watch. For Starrcade, you know, it's the original Supercard. It was the showcase event for the NWA. You know, they would spend the entire year building up to that one event. And, you know, you had some great matches there during the 80s for Starrcade. You know, you had the Road Warriors and the Midnight Express and the Scaffold match, Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair and Harley Race. I mean, it's going to be a historical event that people are always going to remember.
Oh, yeah. And how about you, John?
Well, I got to agree with everything that's been said so far. Personally, I grew up in Virginia, so I'm a Starrcade guy. First show I ever saw live was Starrcade 88, and now I do a podcast with the guy from the first match I ever saw. I liked them both. Like he said, Starrcade was usually the end of feuds, and Survivor Series was kind of where you'd start seeing the build-up for WrestleMania. But I was just a sucker for those multi-man elimination tag matches. I love when they'd have the themes, like the Team Warrior, and they'd have, like, Kerry Von Erich, the Ultimate Warrior, and the Legion of Doom, or, like, the Natural Disasters, I think, got their start out of the Survivor Series teaming. It was just that kind of zaniness, just kind of the funness of the Survivor Series. That was its draw. But as far as just the actual wrestling matches, I always loved Starrcade for it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I watched it in the 80s. I watched Starrcade and Survivor Series, and you know, but I preferred, I'm just like you, John and Chris, more of a Starrcade person because, you know, you were more growing up in the 80s and just, you know, watching, and they had great matches. Survivor Series, it was kind of different, you know, like you had your elimination matches, and I kind of like that, but I was more towards Starrcade. And now, in your opinion, what made Starrcade great for you guys? Let's start with John.
Well, I would say it was typically the one night of the year you were assured at least one title was going to change hands, which during the 80s was a huge event when people would hold belts for like 9 months, a year at a time. So to me, that was always cool because there was that chance, could it be Ric Flair this year? But that was my thing, was just all the big matchups, and it was the feud ender a lot of the times. It would be the last chance you could see somebody sometimes. So for me, it was always that was the thing about Starrcade, was it could create somebody new, and you might not see a loser again in the area for a long time.
Yeah. How about you, Chris?
It was the long build-up and hypes every show on every Saturday night on TBS. You'd watch them come out and talk about it, you know, months beforehand. You'd see it build up slowly, whether it be building up of a Dusty Rhodes versus Ric Flair or a Magnum TA versus Ric Flair, or even later on when Ricky the Dragon Steamboat made his return and was going up against Flair. It was always going to be a Flair highlight for me. And like one of the other guys said earlier, I'm also a sucker for the tag teams. I love the Rock and Roll Express. And I always loved watching them fight against the Midnight Express. They had some great classic matches, and the way those two teams and then Flair and whoever he was going against at the time would build up over those months over TBS was great. When that day finally got there, the excitement meter was already bursting through the roof. You know, you couldn't wait to see how it was going to turn out finally. The day had come. So
oh, yeah.
That's what it was for me.
How about Nick?
Well, for me, you know, the thing that defined Starrcade was the rivalries. I mean, you would have some of the most brutal rivalries end at Starrcade. I mean, just the Road Warriors versus the Midnight Express, the scaffold match. I mean, that feud in and of itself was brutal and bloody, and it all came to a head at that event. That event, you know, the precursor to WrestleMania, obviously, it's what the one card of the year that all the NWA people wanted to be booked on, because you knew it was going to draw a huge house and you knew you were going to make money. And the fans always looked forward to that event because they knew they were going to see at least one big thing happen.
Yeah, and now if you want to get in on the conversation and tell us what you think of Starrcade and Survivor Series, the number to call is 646-668-8873, or you can email us at ilove80swrestling@gmail.com. Now, how about Survivor Series? What did you guys think? What made Survivor Series special to you guys? Let's start with Nick.
The matches, I mean, the unbelievable teams you would see assembled. You know, you might see, what was one team? Hulk Hogan, Jake Roberts, and I think Demolition were on one team one year. I mean, just that amount of star power in the ring at one time, it was just unbelievable for its time.
Okay. And how about you, Chris?
I'm the exact same. I always look forward to seeing the mixed teams together, all the individuals put together for one team. And the one he was mentioning was my favorite there was Survivor Series 89. They called themselves the Hulkamaniacs that year, but they had all kinds of great teams. I mean, you had the Ultimate Warriors with Ultimate Warrior, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and the Rockers versus the Heenan family with Andre the Giant, Haku, and the Brainbusters. That was a great match, too. Loads and loads of entertainment, and it was always great because after you got done with the family and Thanksgiving, you knew your night was going to be great sitting down watching that.
All right. How about you, John?
Yeah, I got to agree. It was just the teams were what made it back in the day. It was a little easier to watch with the family, and that it was much easier to grasp the concept of, oh, when somebody gets pinned, they got to leave the match, and then, you know, you whittle down until it's one-on-one potentially versus Starrcade, where people who don't really watch wrestling a lot, the NWA was a little tougher to bridge into. The Survivor Series was a great format for that. And they also used it to give a lot of guys a really big push, a lot of their debuts. I think Undertaker started at Survivor Series. I think everybody remembers the time when Bam Bam Bigelow, it was just him against like Andre the Giant and two other guys. And they really used it well to start building towards WrestleMania, and just so much fun. Everybody on the roster pretty much got involved on Survivor Series, which was kind of cool if you were into not so many of the big name talents, but the B guys. Like I was a big Greg Valentine fan, so it was cool to get to see him all the time at the Survivor Series.
Yeah, and for me, Survivor Series and Starrcade are just great cards. Starrcade was a little bit better than Survivor Series, but like for me, Starrcade meant talent. You know, you're going to see a great card. You're going to see all the great talent that Jim Crockett had. And, you know, it was just great wrestling, and that you knew you're going to be, you know, standing on your feet, cheering or booing. Now with Survivor Series, you know, it was different, you know, because they had different wrestlers, and you know, some could wrestle, some couldn't. You know, we'll go into that a different time. But anyway, Survivor Series, just you know, the eliminations were, you know, you never knew who was going to be eliminated or who wasn't. So that's what made Survivor Series great to me. But now I want to talk about this, and we all know why Starrcade kind of started going downhill, like in '88. 87, 88, and 89, because Vince McMahon came up with Survivor Series, and he went and told the cable companies, if you want to carry my card, you cannot carry Starrcade. Do you think that hurts Starrcade really bad or just kind of? Let's start with John.
At the time, not really, because I think more people were into the closed captioning where you could see it at like a movie theater or an arena or so. Pay-per-view was still kind of in its infancy. I'm sure it did, but in my area, I couldn't get the Survivor Series. They chose to go with the local NWA product. So I think it was kind of, I won't say what kind of move it was by Vince to do, but I did think it had maybe, it did definitely have an effect on the their ability to sell pay-per-views.
Yeah. How about you, Chris?
I think it was Vince's first effort to subdue WCW and NWA and not have them compete against his product. That showed at the time that there was some worry there that maybe people would lean more towards the other company. The thing is that, you know, Starrcade had been around for a while, and I remember in my area when that happened, and my area didn't drop Starrcade either. So, of course, I think it's because of being in the South, more or less. You'll see more of the Starrcade than you would the SummerSlam with Vince McMahon, but both were offered on our, on the pay-per-view where I was. I got to see both that year, so I don't know why it happened that way, but I do recall him doing that. I don't think it would hurt him bad, though, because at the time, the competition wasn't really there like it was later on when you had the Monday Night Wars. It wasn't as intense. There was competition, obviously, being different companies, but it wasn't as intense at the time, I don't think.
How about you, Nick?
I think it definitely hurt. I mean, because even before the Starrcade had the name Starrcade, it was then known as just the November show. It was still the show that they built up towards for the entire year. The NWA fans still knew, you know, Thanksgiving show, that's the show that we got to see and we got to watch. And when Vince, you know, basically forced them to move it to another month, I definitely think it did hurt the business a little bit.
Okay. And now I want to ask you, ask all three of you this. What, for Starrcade, which one would you say was your favorite? Let's start with Chris.
Oh, that was Starrcade 86, Night of the Skywalkers. That was my absolute favorite one there. I had that one recorded. I watched it for years afterwards, and I'll still go back to it to this day and watch some matches from it. To me, it was great. That was the first time I'd seen, well, not the first scaffold match I'd seen. I'd seen some, you know, years and years before, but, you know, the first one in a long time I'd seen for a scaffold match. It's a very dangerous match to have. And like I said, I was a sucker for tag teams. I love the Rock and Roll Express, and them fighting against the Andersons in the cage match was a great match alone right there. So I'm going to go with Starrcade 86, hands down for me.
How about you, Nick?
I'd have to go with Starrcade 86 as well. I mean, I'm a huge Road Warriors fan, so that scaffold match with the Midnight Express, I can never get bored with watching that match. The entire card itself is great as well, but that match will always stick out in my mind as one of the greatest tag matches ever.
How about you, John?
I will keep up with the Starrcade theme, but I have to go on a personal note. Starrcade 88, because that was the first wrestling show I ever saw. And like I said, Kevin Sullivan opened the match with him and Steve Williams beat the Fantastics for the U.S. titles. And now, he's one of my better friends. So that's really cool. And I'm supposed to be grounded, literally snuck out my window. My older brother showed up and snuck me off to a wrestling show. So that was just an awesome night for me.
Oh, yeah. And my favorite Starrcade, I probably have to say, is probably the 1987 one, where to me personally, the match that stole that whole card, I'd have to say it was Nikita Koloff versus Terry Taylor. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of people give Nikita a hard time, but to me, Nikita was Nikita, and that match just, I mean, to me, it was even better than the Flair-Lonnie Garvin match on that card, and then, you know, other matches throughout that card was pretty good, but I'd say Starrcade 87 was my favorite one. Now, I want to ask you guys, which of the Survivor Series was your favorite? How about you, John?
of all time, I hate to go with the screw job, but I loved the Iron Man match that they had beforehand. So, or excuse me, the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart feud. But of all time, I mean, there were just so many. That, to be honest, they've kind of blended together for me. I couldn't pick a single Survivor Series. It's more just individual matches that I like best.
Yeah. How about you, Chris?
Well, since I like the more traditional version of them better, it's the Survivor Series 89 for me. I liked all the matchups they had from bottom to top. I thought it was really good. It was a good pay-per-view. Sometimes I can still sit down and watch it today. If I can do that, it's a great pay-per-view for me. So I'm going to go with 89.
Okay. How about you, Nick?
Well, since this is just about Survivor Series in the 80s, I got to go with the first one. I mean, that first Survivor Series, I mean, it was groundbreaking for one thing to have that type of a format for a big show, but such great action from the match with all the tag teams in it that was just amazing to the criminally underrated women's match that does not ever get talked about, but it should because every single woman in that match was tremendous. And, of course, the main event, which, you know, was kind of cool of all things, seeing Bam Bam Bigelow be the last one standing for the baby faces and almost getting the job done, except he couldn't topple Andre. I mean, that entire first Survivor Series is just magical.
Oh, yeah. And for myself, I'd have to go with the first Survivor Series to the 1988. You know, from top to bottom, it was a good card. Only one I didn't really like on that one was the tag team because you have way too many people and it just kind of took away from that match compared to the singles elimination matches, you know, that they had. But I just wanted to ask out of the Starcades, I know this will probably be hard for you guys, but which match out of the Starcades was your favorite? How about you, John?
Oh, man, so many. Just to say one, I mean, I know Ric Flair would be in it. I really couldn't whittle it down. I hate to cop out like that, but there were just so many, I really couldn't say a specific one.
How about you, Chris?
Oh, man, talk about being put on the spot.
Sorry about that.
I think I'm going to go with Steamboat and Flair, where Steamboat won the title. I think that was the Chi-Town Rumble. They had Circuit 87, I believe.
Okay. I think that was actual Wrestle War. I was going to say about
Was it Wrestle War?
Steamboat won the title at Chi-Town Rumble, which was in 89. It wasn't a Starcade.
Okay. Was it 89? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him losing it back to Flair at Wrestle War, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won it back. Okay, my fault. What about your favorite match, Chris, from Starcade?
Oh, I thought that was the Starcade match. I thought the Wrestle Wars where Flair won it back from Steamboat.
Yeah, but I was saying about Starcade, about Steamboat won it from Flair at Chi-Town Rumble. That was a different pay-per-view. And but the Starcade one, like, that, I forget who wrestled in the main event of that year, but it was like...
Oh, okay, my bad. Well, in this case, I'm getting them mixed up from that far back. I mean, you got to excuse me, I'm 42 years old and lose my memory, I guess, now. 80s is a good ways back.
Yeah.
I'll go with a solid one for me. I was always a Rock and Roll Express fan, so the Rock and Roll Express and Anderson from the cage match, I'll go with that one. You know, I liked that one a lot. It was a great match. It didn't go like I thought it would at first, and kind of a surprise pin to end where I believe he drop-kicked Gibson drop-kicked Morton on top of one of them for the pin, I believe it was.
Yeah, I believe that. How about you, Nick?
Again, got to go with the Road Warriors and the Midnight Express, the scaffold match. I mean, that it's a match that's still talked about to this day. I mean, especially now with the backstories, you know, of Hawk wrestling that match with a broken leg.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jim Cornette's famous, you know, falling from the scaffold and Ray Traylor forgetting to catch him. I mean, that match is just so memorable. I love it.
Okay. And I'd say my favorite match would, I'd have to go with Nikita Koloff versus Terry Taylor for the unification of the NWA World title, World TV title, and the UWF World TV title. How about, John, how about your favorite Survivor Series one match?
That's another, I apologize. I didn't research enough for this show. I have to say probably, I don't know what year, but it was the Team Warriors with Ultimate Warrior, Kerry Von Erich, and the Legion of Doom for the team. I can't remember what year it was.
Okay. 1990.
There you go. Okay, so it's not even in the 80s. I totally suck. I'm sorry.
That's fine. About you, Nick?
I got to go with the women's match from the first Survivor Series. It's such a great match. All those women put in a hell of a lot of work on that match, and it came off beautifully. It is criminally underrated, in my opinion.
Okay, how about you, Chris?
There's so many to choose from for me. It's kind of hard. If I had to just throw a label on one and say favorite, I'm going to go back and go with Ultimate Warrior, Jim Neville, Neidhart, and the Rockers versus the Heenan family. That was to me, that was a really good one.
And to me, my favorite one was with the Hulk Hogan, Bam Bam Bigelow, and Kent Kara, and I forget who else, versus the Andre the Giant team. That would be my favorite. We're running out of time. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want you guys just to summarize what Starrcade and Survivor Series, what it should mean to people that's just starting to watch the 80s wrestling and what you think they should take from it. Let's start with Chris.
I tell everybody today who does not have a clue about what great wrestling was just to hit YouTube and start searching 80s wrestling. Just type in 80s wrestling. I don't care if they type in NWA, Georgia Wrestling, Memphis Wrestling, wherever. Look at 80s wrestling in general. Look at Starrcade. Look at the Survivor Series. Look at how great they were in the past and how good the stories they told in the ring when they wrestled. Great athletes, great matches overall. And to me, it's the best time overall versus today, and you know, hands down for me.
Okay, how about you, John?
Yeah, I got to agree. The 80s had it as far as in-the-ring wrestling. Both the WWF and the NWA, the big two at the time, really delivered great in-ring product, had some of the best rosters, I think, of all time during that period. So, yeah, like the man said, just look up 80s wrestling and take it from there. People now, you know, Ring of Honor, they talk about how, oh, they have such good matches, but they couldn't hold a candle to some of those old NWA shows.
How about you, Nick?
I think they put it better than I could have. I mean, if you want to know exactly what inspired WrestleMania, all you got to do is go look at Starrcade, because that was the trendsetter, the original supercard. And a lot of the ideas that were started by Starrcade, Vince eventually took for WrestleMania and obviously did it better.
Yeah. And for me, I agree with all of you guys. They just need to go watch the 80s wrestling and Starrcade and the Survivor Series, and you'll know what 80s wrestling is all about. I just want to say thank you to Chris and to John and to Nick for joining me on this part one of the Survivor Series and Starrcade, and I hope you tune in tomorrow because it'll be part two. And I just, like I said, I just want to thank you, John, Nick, and Chris, for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here.
No, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys are welcome. And like I said, tomorrow we're going to have part two coming up, and I know Nick will be joining us. Hopefully, maybe John could. I know Chris is busy, but if any of them want to join us besides Nick, you're more than welcome here. So when I cut this now, thank you for joining us. And this is I Love 80s Wrestling with Scott Middleton. And just keep on watching 80s wrestling.